From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Here come the Democrats. The U.S. Democratic Party has opened its four-day national convention in the eastern city of Philadelphia, trying to put on a show of unity in the face of a controversy over leaked emails that show party leaders sought to ease Hillary Clinton's path to the nomination by mocking her challenger Bernie Sanders. Stephanie Rawlings-Blake is the mayor of the eastern city of Baltimore, who is also the secretary of the Democratic National Committee. She opened the convention Monday in place of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the DNC chair. Wasserman Schultz was pushed out of that post Sunday in the aftermath of the WikiLeaks disclosure of nearly 20,000 emails. Now, a little bit earlier today, Secretary Clinton spoke with a group of veterans.
I'm not interested in talking provocatively. I'm not interested in insulting people, including our military. I'm interested in bringing our country together.
Before the convention formally began, Sanders called on his supporters to get behind Clinton, pressing for a united front against Republican Donald Trump, but he heard boos and angry chants when he called for her election. Officials in Japan say at least 19 people were killed in a knife attack at a center for disabled people outside of Tokyo. Media reports say dozens more were injured in the attack, which took place in the city of Sagamihara, west of the capital. The motive for the attack is not yet clear. U.S.-backed Syrian forces are closing in on Islamic State militants inside the town of Manbij in Syria's northern province of Aleppo. Fighters with the Manbij Military Council, which is allied with the anti-IS Syrian Democratic Forces, said that they are now in control of a majority of the city and that their operation to liberate the town would be completed soon. This is VOA News.